What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
I don't probably say strawberry.
Strawberry. It's a pretty good flavor. So, hi, it's me, NCR, here with another episode of the Sunshining Podcast. I decided to start this episode with a question that I asked every single one of my guests on the last season of the Sunshining Podcast. And so I've stopped asking that question on this season just because. But if there's any other fun, cool questions that you would like me to ask the next few guests, send me a direct message on Instagram. And if this is your first time tuning in to the Sunshining Podcast, I'm so excited that you stumbled across my podcast. And I hope you will enjoy listening to this, and I hope that you will listen to it all the way to the end. Let's just dive into the episode. Hi, and welcome to my podcast. Since you contacted me about being a guest on my podcast, you know, I've done a little bit of research about you and know a little bit about you. But for any of my listeners who's listening to this, you know, they haven't heard about you. Could you just start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I'm originally from New York. I moved to Pennsylvania in November of 2020. And I'm, you know, an author of my book called Overcome. I'm also a minister, and I travel around and speak and share my story. And I also have my own podcast as well. And I was born with a congenital birth defect called Aplet syndrome, which affected my hands and my face. Mm-hmm. And when I was born, my forehead was pushed out with my eyes and nose were pushed back in my head, and my fingers and toes refused to get at me. I had no individual movement of them. And I also had no skull opening and no room for my brain to grow and allow it to function normally. And because of this, my parents were told that I would eventually become brain dead and to put me into a institution. Thankfully, they didn't do that. They didn't put me into an institution. They decided to take me home and to, you know, see what, you know, God would do with me in my life and see what would happen.
Mm-hmm. So you, you know, because of your disorder, you've had a fairly hard life, and it, you know, it's cool how you've overcame that, and you've released a book titled Overcoming, or is that the exact name of it?
Overcomer,
yeah, Overcomer. What are some things you've had to overcome?
Well, I would say, you know, the biggest thing that I have to overcome was all the operations that I had to go through and all the, you know, reconstructive surgery that the doctors had to do on me to, you know, separate my fingers because my fingers were not separated at birth, and to, you know, move my head around and move, you know, some of my skull, you know, moving that forward and everything to be able to, you know, help me with my health and help me to breathe better, and also to, you know, even at times to look better as well. Mm-hmm. I've had to overcome 68 operations throughout my lifetime.
One question that kind of comes to mind as I think about you and your story and your situation is, you're, you know, interacting with other people. Have you ever been bullied?
Yeah, I've been bullied. I've been called, yeah, you know, different names and mm-hmm. like monster and freak, and been bullied and, you know, teased and made fun of, you know, talked about, you know, by other people and about what, you know, how I looked and what I looked like and everything of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Could you share some tips for overcoming?
Yeah, I would just say, you know what you want to do in life, and just to, you know, keep persevering in what, you know, what the goals are and what you have in store, what you want to do in your life, and just know that, you know, regardless of what you're facing, regardless of what you're doing in your life, that God has, you know, greater plans and greater purposes for, you know, for your life. And every time that you fall down or that you feel down or you feel discouraged, to, you know, keep getting back up and, you know, keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you were young, you were told you couldn't do things. And I love how you did like thing, like you went to college, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. What are maybe a few things that you were told you couldn't do with life, and that you ended up doing?
Well, you know, I think one of the biggest things was that I was able to survive. And that I had my first operation at 6 weeks of age to open the skull and to allow my brain to grow and allow it to function normally. And, you know, that's how I lived, was by having that one operation. And then, you know, like you mentioned, going to college and not, you know, being told I wouldn't make it in college and being told I wouldn't make it, you know, be able to go to college because I didn't have that great of a, you know, I had a learning disability and I didn't do well in certain classes, you know, so that was one of them. And, you know, that was another one. And, you know, my parents, you know, were the ones that, you know, allowed me to figure out for myself what I could and could not do. And couldn't work very much. Because I, you know, they didn't hold me back, and they didn't hold me or put me in a bubble and say, hey, we're not going to allow you to do these things because we're afraid of something that's going to happen to you. But they allowed me to, you know, figure out for myself what I could and could not do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, being born this way, you know, how is that affected your kind of view of God? And were you born into a Christian home?
I was born into a Christian home, and that's, you know, pretty much why, you know, I think I survived, because my parents' belief and faith in God. And, they said, well, we're not gonna sign the papers and we're not gonna, you know, put him into an institution. We'll just, you know, take him home and see what, you know, God would do in his life. And, you know, I grew up in a Christian home, and I grew up in church and everything, and I gave my life to Christ at the age of 13. And, you know, there were times in my life when I was angry at God and upset with God and wondered, you know, why would he allow me to be born this way? And why would he allow me to, you know, have to go through all these things? And I just realized, you know, that God had a plan and purpose, you know, for my life.
Mm-hmm. You know, I love that. And it, even people who are, you know, a quote unquote normal, they still get angry, you know, at God too. You know, one thing I really like to do in the podcast is share Bible verses. And so what are some Bible verses that have just helped you through your life?
Yeah, okay. You know, definitely Philippians 4:6, which says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, the grant you request to God, you know, that's one of them. And then the other one would be, you know, Psalm 139:13-16, where it talks about, you know, how God created us in our mother's womb and how he, you know, formed us and created us. And then the other one would be, you know, Jeremiah 29:11, which is, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future.
Mm-hmm. Do you do a lot of speaking around the country?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I speak all over the, you know, Northeast, and, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes I've been out West and, mm-hmm. you know, Midwest and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Dorsey Ross's story is really amazing. And I feel like we've only touched briefly on it in this episode because this episode has been really short. It's just, yeah, a really amazing story. And if you want to, you know, learn more about him, you know, you can, you know, I won't necessarily have links to his stuff in the description of this episode, but you can search him up on, Google him or whatever. And, you know, he's got a website. He does have a YouTube channel, but doesn't have too much content on it, but Instagram account. And so you can find out information about him various places online. And then he does speaking all across the United States. So you might could actually see him in person. And I love the topic of overcoming. And, you know, so his book, I messed up when I did the interview a few times with different things because I saying the word overcoming, but his book title is Overcomer because he said it and then I messed up. But yeah, you can find that book on Amazon, I believe, and wherever books are sold online. And you know, so his story, you know, he talked about the different things he had to overcome, and no matter who you are, you know, there's things you're gonna have to overcome. And one thing, you know, thinking about, you know, how, you know, touched on, you know, already is that, you know, even normal people get angry at God, you know, for one reason or another, you know. But, the you know, to, so a few things I was going to say here is, you know, his story, one is one that really doesn't even make me, you know, well, honestly, it's probably because I'm a guy or whatever, and I'm just like, it's not one that really makes me think and about how, just how, you know, I mean, it doesn't strike me as a really amazing story, like at first, like without, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but like it really is, except my first, like if I'm being lousy, you know, if I'm being lame, my first thoughts of a story is that it isn't really that amazing of a story. When really, it truly is, you know, it truly really is an amazing story because it could have gone so many other directions, you know, his story, you know, he could have not been born into a Christian home. He could have been put into an institution. And you know, but instead, you know, that's not what happened. You know, he was born into a Christian home. His parents made, you know, an amazing decision not to put him into an institution. And he is now a public speaker. And, you know, and he shares encouraging messages all across North America. And it really is an amazing story. And some people, you know, some people don't think God's stories are amazing. You know, some people, they don't think, you know, stories like this and stories where God's, you know, involved in stuff and are amazing. And then, it really is amazing. Another thing I want to touch on here before I close this episode is the word normal. You know, I think normal is a lie. We lie to ourselves. We tell ourselves that normal is a thing. And so speaking of like lying to ourselves, is it really us lying to ourselves, or is that Satan feeding us lies, telling us that we can be normal? And because I know a lot of people strive to be normal. And in my opinion, that's one of the there's many things. And it's interesting because I never thought that I'd talk about normal, in this episode, but that's one of the things that I think we as Christians have to overcome. we have to overcome being normal, because we shouldn't want to be normal. We should strive to be, what's the word? Strive to be unique. But just, there's another word, but I can't remember what, I can't, but we, yeah, normal is a lie. So that brings me to the song of the week, Normal by Jamie Grace. That is literally one of my favorite songs. I mean, Jamie Grace is one of my favorite artists of all times, and I don't believe, I know I recently shared a song by Rin Collective on my podcast that I was saying how I don't believe I shared too many Rin Collective songs. And I don't believe I shared too many Jamie Grace songs already either. But yeah, she's my favorite artist. And Normal, oh my goodness. That is literally like my anthem. Like literally I can wake up. Like, cause you know, I don't, like in different people. So, you know, I'm talking about normal, you know, as I'm closing this episode, but different people, you know, struggle with different things they have to overcome, whether it's the struggle with, you know, being unique, and overcoming the lie that there's such thing as normal, and, or, you know, or, but maybe it's other things you're struggling with, you know, maybe it's, you know, anger problems, bad language, there's so many things that you have to overcome, and so maybe it's not something as unique as he had to overcome, like, just, the hospitals, the exam, the operations, you know, and just the getting through. I mean, but no matter who you are, I mean, life isn't easy, no matter who you are, what kind of life you live in. So maybe it is just life you have to overcome. And, you know, overcoming, I don't know, did I touch on this already? Overcoming is... it can definitely be difficult when you've got a lot of things trying to put you down. And you know, the topic of overcoming, in my opinion, is kind of related to spiritual warfare. And that's going to be the topic of the next episode of the Sunshining Podcast. And so I don't want to kind of overlap and say some of the same things. Because, you know, one thing I'm going to say next week and one thing that's true is, you know, we already have the victory. You know, with Jesus, we're already on top. We're already, you know, we've already over, you know, so is having the victory and is overcoming the same thing? Are those two related? You know, because we have to overcome, what does the word overcome mean? Let me look up real quick. Okay, overcome, I love this definition here. Overcome means to succeed in dealing with a problem or difficulty. To succeed in dealing with a problem or difficulty. I love that. And what is, let's see, victory. Victory means an act of defeating an enemy or opponent in battle, game, or other competition. So, you know, victory is, you know, act of defeating, you know, an enemy in a battle. So, you know, in spiritual warfare, we already have the victory because Satan is our enemy. We've already beat him. We already have the battle. I mean, we already have the victory. We've already won the battle in our war against Satan. So that's victory. Overcoming means to succeed in dealing with the problem. You know, so you know, as we're going to talk about in transition next week and talk about spiritual warfare, you know, one thing that I just want to mention is it's, you know, yes, it's one huge battle. Like all of us Christians, you know, we're all in this battle and this war against Satan and spiritual warfare. And there's so many other aspects and areas and we want to look at spiritual warfare. But it's also a day-to-day battle. It's also a day-to-day struggle. And so What is, so I guess the question that I want to ask as I close this episode is just, what is something you're struggling with today? You know, because it's so easy, you know, with a podcast to talk about, to generalize things and to talk about the topic of overcoming and then be like, what a great thing it is. But then how, you know, to make it practical to you today, I just want to ask that question. What is something you're struggling with today? And then, you know, because Satan, he wants to throw so many things at us. You know, he wants to throw the things we were struggling with yesterday at us today. Or yesterday. He wants to throw yesterday at us today. He wants to throw tomorrow at us today. And so that's why a verse, and like, I, so, you know, as I was taking notes for this, you know, well, I didn't really know where I'd end up at, but I was planning just to share some overcoming verses with you. I created a document with overcoming verses, and I'll have a link to that in the description of this episode. But a verse that doesn't necessarily have the word overcoming in it. Now I lost the verse because I went on this rabbit trail, but where was I at? Oh, this is so powerful. Oh yeah. The verse at the end of, I think it's Matthew 5, where he says, you know, give no thought for tomorrow should take thought for itself or something. You know, and just think about the things for today, because sure, there's going to be more struggles tomorrow, you know, and there's, but it's, what are you struggling with today? And then focus on that, you know, because if Satan can, and I think I talked about this or wrote about this somewhere else, but if Satan can, you know, he tries to distract you, but focus, you know, focus on, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, focus on today and what you're struggling with today and then overcome that, you know? Maybe it's, maybe it's an anger problem. Maybe it's a, what's another problem? I'm trying to think. See, I'm totally not this perfect Christian, but just to say I am. I'm this perfect Christian. I can't think of any problems that people are struggling with, but we all know that's wrong. Maybe a problem I struggle with is lying about being the perfect Christian, but I would love to. So this podcast, I mean, that's it for this episode. I shared the song of the week, "Normal" by Jamie Grace, and verse of the week, some verses about overcoming. So that's it for this episode. But remember, as always, the Sunshining Podcast is more than a podcast. I encourage you to join the community. The Sunshining Community. There's a Facebook group on Facebook, but also, you know, there's just, you know, connect with me on Instagram, just for, you know, great content all the time, you know, year round, versus, you know, on pictures and other encouraging messages and stuff. So send me a direct message on Instagram, just letting me know, or maybe I'll even put, a thing up on Instagram today when this episode releases, just of other things that, you know, what was it again that people struggle with? And that, I'm trying to think of something. See, I don't know, for me, I'm so out of it. Like, I'm not struggling. I don't want to struggle. So I don't have any struggles. See, so for me, maybe just, I don't know. What are you struggling with today? Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode and for thinking about what you've heard. Because, yeah, as always, please think about what you've heard from me here at The Sunshining. And also, please subscribe to this podcast wherever you get podcasts. Another thing before, because I want to include everything, I want to clip and I can edit and cut this. So, if I didn't already say, yeah, you can find my guest by searching for him online. And then also, a new thing that I did is I create a featured, I started featuring the people's channels that are on my podcast, because various different guests that have been on my podcast have YouTube channels. So if you go to the Sunshining Podcast YouTube channel, you scroll down, you'll see channels of other people that have been, blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I need to do that or not.
I almost forgot to include this clip, but one of the last questions I asked Dorsey Ross was, if there was anything he just wanted to say to just the people who listen to this podcast, what is one thing he'd say? And here it is.
I was just saying, you know, anybody that's listening to, you know, not to give up and mm-hmm. just to, you know, keep pushing forward and keep persevering in your life for what, you know, for what God has for you.
Every single episode of the Sunshining Podcast is a struggle. I don't know, imagine if I slept like that. I can't sleep like that.